dynamic.
A frustrated President Obama chastised the Senate Friday.
Enough. Enough. Call Loretta Lynch for a vote. Get her confirmed. Put her in place. Let her do her job. This is embarrassing.
Lynch would be the United States' first female African-American attorney general.
The Department of Justice is the only cabinet department named for an ideal, and I will work every day to safeguard our citizens, our liberties, our rights, and this great nation, which has given so much to me and my family.
But the Senate is currently deadlocked on a bill to help the victims of human trafficking and sexual slavery. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Human trafficking, Mr. President, is a serious problem in our country. It's hard for a lot of people to believe, but it occurs in every single state.
Fellow Republican John Cornyn says the bill's concept is simple and enjoys universal bipartisan support.
What it would do is create a victim's compensation fund, in essence, from the fines and the penalties assessed against people who are engaging in child pornography and other sex-related crimes.
But Democrats object to language that would prevent those funds from being used by victims seeking an abortion and are refusing to allow a final vote until the issue is resolved. Republicans, meanwhile, say there will be no vote on Loretta Lynch so long as the human trafficking bill remains in limbo. Democrat Richard Durbin says the Senate could easily vote to confirm Lynch while a solution to the human trafficking impasse is sought.
Senators can vote for or against Loretta Lynch to be Attorney General. That's their right. But an Attorney General nominee whose qualifications and character are unquestionable deserves better than the treatment she's receiving from this United States Senate. Ms. Lynch deserves a timely vote.
The delay in confirming Lynch is the longest for an attorney general nominee in more than three decades. She would replace outgoing Attorney General Eric Holder, who remains on the job until his successor is confirmed. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Protect us literally from ourselves, and we ask them to do it, often without the resources that they need.